We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt here, and welcome to a mini episode of Proof to Product. It's just you and me today, and I want to talk to you about delegating. There comes a time in most businesses where you are going to want to start hiring a team. For some of us, we hit a wall, we start to realize we're overwhelmed, and we just simply cannot do it all. And if you want your business to grow, delegating is a key skill that I want you to have. So I recently did a free masterclass about delegating where I identified four steps to figuring out what you need to delegate. And I want to run through them here on the podcast because I realize not everyone is able to watch masterclasses. It's only a 30-minute video. So if you do want to watch that, we'll include those links in the show notes. But I did want to run through some of these strategies here. Now, the masterclass covers these in more depth and I'll show you examples. But for right now, let's run through these really quickly. Step one is track your time. Before you can hire someone, you need to know where you are currently spending time in your business. So ideally, I'd like you to spend a week tracking everything you do. And that includes how much time you spend on social media, talking to clients, checking email, engaging with your clients or your customers. You know, if you're updating your online site or if you're, packaging product, like whatever it is that you're doing, track that. And you can use time trackers online like Toggle, it's T-O-G-G-L, or use a spreadsheet to check off what you're doing throughout the day. It's really up to you how detailed you want to get. But at this point, I don't want you to analyze the time. I just want you to track. And as you're doing this, you may see some habits that you can adjust to save you some time. For example, maybe you're spending too much time on social media. any hands raised? Mine is. Anyhow, so step one is track your time. Step two is where I want you to get organized. So you'll want to organize your time blocks into what I'm calling buckets. Create some very high-level buckets of where you spend your time. This could be product development, marketing, accounting, administration, or even family, personal things. I usually have a bucket for that. But feel free to make these what you want and what suits your life. Add any others that work for your business too. So you will use information from your time tracking document, however you collected that, to help you decide what buckets you need to. So kind of like group similar types of projects together. Then within these bigger buckets, I want you to break things down into smaller tasks. In the accounting bucket, for example, you might have bookkeeping and taxes, payroll, invoicing, all of those things, right? In the marketing bucket, you'll probably have, writing your product descriptions, writing your social media captions, content scheduling, research, advertising that you're doing, all of that would fall under marketing. Even your outreach to wholesale buyers would go there, right? Writing your emails, scheduling, and sending your emails. So get all of your time tracking information organized. That's step two. Hey friends, I know you wear a lot of hats as a small business owner. And while some of those hats are pretty great, others like filing your taxes and running payroll, those aren't so great. And that is where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for all of us small business owners. They have fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and expert HR support all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits or even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way we're doing small business work today. But Gusto is. And now is the best time to get set up for the new year. Listeners of Proof to Product get 3 free months when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/proof. That's gusto.com/proof. Step three is I want you to now start to analyze things. This is where we're going to look at where you're spending your time and how these buckets fit together and ask yourself a bunch of questions. So here's some questions I want you to ask. What is taking up the most time in your business? Which tasks do you love to do? Which ones are your favorites? which tasks feel like they drain you. At the end of the day, you're like, oh, if I could never do this again, I would be super happy. Which tasks are revenue generating? Which ones are bringing money into the business and helping you stay afloat? And which tasks do you not need to do yourself? There's a lot of things that we do in our business. Most of the time, most of us are working just one person shop and we're handling all the different things. But there's a lot of things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis that we could be delegating to somebody else. We don't have to have them, you know, we don't have to touch them to get them done. Now, I do want to preface this by saying, keep in mind that what works for one company may not work for yours. So don't jump on the bandwagon and hire somebody for, let's say, social media marketing just because some of your friends are. You may not need help in that role. And that person might not be, or if you hire somebody just based on them working for a friend, they might not be the best fit for your business through no fault of their own. But don't hire specific people or specific roles just because you're seeing other people do it. Really focus on what is going to make the biggest impact for your business. Okay, so once you've determined where you're spending your time and which tasks you want to take off your plate, it is time to think about bringing people onto your team. And so step four is hiring. And it is important to hire people who have specific expertise, especially if it's a project-based thing or, you know, they have a very specific role. You would not want to hire a general virtual assistant to take care of your books for you, for example. You would want to hire somebody that has a bookkeeping background or is an accountant or has done this for other small businesses. And you wouldn't want to hire a social media manager as a full-time employee without first trying her out as a contractor. So really focus on hiring the right people in the right roles for your business to make delegating more comfortable for you. And it will make it more successful as you bring on new teams. Now, a couple of different things that I want to mention here too. Delegating can feel scary. It can feel scary relinquishing control, giving other people responsibilities within your business. Start to peel back the layers small. Pick small projects to offload first. And as you start to get more comfortable, you'll gain confidence and then you'll honestly want to outsource everything, including things in your personal life. So anyhow, I encourage you to watch my free masterclass for more information on how to delegate. I'll include that link in the show notes here. But this is the perfect time of year to start thinking about what kind of team members you will need so that you can hit the ground running and streamline things for you. You'll be amazed at how much more you can get done when you start delegating to others. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.